the next item I want to share with you is regarding the Catholic Church, which, if you've heard, is growing significantly. And this is, you know, for many years, for decades, the Catholic Church has been in decline. It appears that, I mean, there's various reasons, of course. Some people, we live in really difficult, lonely, desperate times, and some people are finding some comfort in going back to a community. And again, it's hard to find communities sometimes, you know, in some environments. I mean, look at some of the suburban housing complexes where you can live in the same building with hundreds of people and know no one and have no connection. So yeah, maybe a way out of that, you know, loneliness by design is through a church community. So I get that. But I think my impression is, and there are plenty of other people who have the same impression, is that the main thing driving growth in the Catholic Church is the last two popes, and especially the current pope, Pope Leo. I mean, his whole focus has been on immigration and on social justice and peace, and just kind of creating a more personable approach to interaction with the church. You know, I think it's encouraging. You know, I'm spiritual. I'm not deeply religious. I would much rather spend my Sunday morning in the garden or out in the woods than in a church. Yeah, just truth be told. But I get the importance of religion. I also understand how religion can and is often abused. But this is good. The people are finding community, and they're finding a reason to identify with an organization that is speaking for their concerns. And again, a lot of it has to do with the other one I should add to the things that this pope and the previous pope talk about are the environment, protecting the environment, addressing climate change. And so here's my thought. The Democratic Party and the Republican Party, but especially the Democratic Party, could learn a thing or two from what's happening in the Catholic Church, because the Democratic Party is going the opposite direction. It's losing membership, losing interest. And, you know, it's not going to thrive or be any kind of a functional, you know, political entity if it continues to move in that direction. And that could have been said about the Catholic Church not that many years ago, of course. And now we see this regrowth of interest, membership, involvement. And again, a lot of it has to do with the type of leadership we're seeing in the Catholic Church.